Welcome to the after show, warm1013.com. It's Tony, it's Christy, it's Deborah Ross from kidsoutandabout.com on the morning show on Warm 101.3. Now, Nikki Rudd is normally with us, but she went home sick. She got married and got sick.
Yeah, look right? It sounded a little fishy, but she did sound terrible, so we believe her.
Okay. Yes, we do.
She's getting better, though. She does not have COVID. She'll be back Monday.
Good deal. So a third of us who have all these streaming services, and I got like six of them, okay?
Yeah, you have a lot.
A third of them, I have, well, why not? You know, I don't have cable because it's just, I'm not crazy about cable, and I don't think it's worth the money. But I have all the streaming services, which, you know, are worth the money. And plus the fact that, you know, I get to share them with my kids, and they're in different cities. But a lot of us, like a third of us, are starting to drop some of these services because it's getting like old cable TV. First of all, we've been home for a year, so we've watched everything.
Right.
But then there's a lot of stuff out there. Because I think it's amazing. It takes me a good 20 minutes to figure out what to watch.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing I hate. It's like, I'm just so sick of this.
I know. It takes too long. By the time I have to go now. I found something, but now I have to leave. Like, I'm busy. I got to go do something else now.
Right.
And I wonder if some of these are getting canceled because they just want their kids to call them. Because if they don't have the password, they'll need the new one. They got to call you, right?
I know. That's a good point. I think it's when cable first came out, it was like, you pay for it, but there's no commercials.
Yeah.
Well, then pretty soon there were commercials, okay?
Yeah.
And you're still paying for it.
Right.
And then, like, Prime Video has commercials in some of their shows. And it's like, are you kidding me? I'm already paying for you. Why are you getting commercials? So,
yes.
And I think it's going to happen. I think that's so much money on the table that they're not, you know, taking advantage of, that I have a feeling that it's going to go the way of cable TV. I hope I'm wrong.
No,
but
probably right.
Starting to...
Even like on demand, like, because they were trying to get me to switch and like, well, just do our on demand. You don't have to DVR it. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I fast forward through the commercials. If I play it from on demand, I got to sit through commercials.
You got to sit through it. Right. Exactly.
So, which didn't used to have commercials, but they do now. So everything will. It is what it is.
I know. But they're still better than, you know, the stuff that's out there anyway. But yeah,
that's
a lot
true.
Of us are deciding to drop it. So I teased on the air this morning about middle-aged women. Should I talk about that yet or hold off?
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
I dare you.
You know, Christy and I are both on alert here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm close. If we call it at 50, I'm 2 years away.
And I won't.
So am I, but in the wrong direction.
Well, they studied 15 coupled up women about their sex lives and discovered that I guess 55 to 64 year olds are the happiest. You know, and I understand that because the kids are gone and there's nobody around but the two of you.
Right.
And you know, I'm just saying.
No restraints.
It's fun. There's no restraints. Exactly. But, you know, 35 to 44 year old is doing pretty well, too, but just not as happy as the 55 to 64 year olds. So,
interesting.
Just saying. It gets better.
Very interesting. What about if your mom lives with you?
Oh, God, Christy, give it up.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, Nate's at school. So, wait, mom's here. Never mind.
And so, for some weird reason, I think you're okay with that, Christy.
Yeah, for some strange reason, Mom, never leave.
No, Mom, don't go out. Stay home, Mom. So, Deborah Ross, we didn't get to do it last year, and we didn't get to do it the year before. This year is the year that we're going to go up to the Rochester Museum and Science Center and see Saturn.
We are, my friend. We are going to go up to the top as soon, like, you know, now that the CDC has come out with its new advice, I will find out for you, Tony, when the astronomers are coming back on Saturday nights to the roof of the Strasbourg Planetarium, and we can go up there when it's dark and look through those telescopes. Hillary Olson, who's our CEO of the RMSC, will take you on a personal tour. She's been promising for 2 years. But I've got something that's perfect. If only you didn't have to be on the air early in the morning, because on June 10th, there is going to be an annular eclipse early in the morning at 5:10 in the morning. As the sun rises, we will see the moon eclipsing the sun through solar filters. You have to see it. But for a little while. And so a bunch of us are going up to Hamlin Beach to get there and to hear and to see and be with others as this annular eclipse happens. It's a Thursday morning.
You should call in.
Ooh.
You should call into the station. Yes.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
You should go, Tony. Maybe the aliens will come get you.
That's right. Or the evil spirits.
Keep making fun of them.
Evil spirits.
They'll leave my house and head right to yours.
Yeah, really. That's a great, you should call in and maybe, that would be fun. June 10th, huh? All right.
Yep, as the sun rises for just a little while. It's at sunrise on June 10th in the morning. And so if it's a beautiful morning, it's going to be an amazing day.
That's the problem right there. If it's a beautiful morning, so we had a beautiful one.
Well, it's June. It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. Yeah. So well, you know, it's May should be too, but May hasn't been until today, this week.
Good point. Okay.
Pain in the neck.
Let's stay positive, Tony. Remember, we're supposed to stay positive. I do have evil spirits in my house.
How are they evil, Christy?
On? You know how I told you, well, Deborah, you didn't probably hear it yet, but Nate had a blanket that went clear across the room the other night. Now, if you get hot, you just set it on the floor, right? No, it was clear across the room, thrown or ripped off him by a ghost.
Evil spirits.
Yes. And then he had the night after that, he had a pillow that was under his head. All of a sudden was all the way across the room, too. Then last night, something else happened. Ooh. And this only all when Mom brought in a photo album from her storage unit of her family photos from, like, when she was a child. So now, whatever was in those photo albums she brought with her, I'm just saying, it's a ghost. Mm-hmm. So last night, I woke up to Nate, like, crying in pain.
Really?
Yes. And I went in there, and he was, like, sitting on his bed going, oh, my back, ow. I think somebody hit him. Right? But then when I asked him what was going on, stop it. See, that's worse. I asked him what was going on. He's like, what are you talking about? Maybe it was a dream.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's been dreaming or something and throwing stuff in his sleep. Maybe that's the explanation.
He's an active, athletic 12-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. What do you think happens? Yeah.
But it's never happened before.
I watch my dogs in their sleep. They're running through fields. They're barking. They do what
they
do.
Chasing rabbits, I know.
Well, I mean, he's all over the bed in every position. I've seen that. But this is the first time, like, things are being thrown or he's crying out in pain.
I'm convinced. I know exactly what it is.
See? It's a ghost.
Spirits.
It is, Tony. I know. See, he did this to me yesterday. I'm going to stop bringing it up and talking to you about it because now you're freaking me out.
I'm not going to stop freaking you out. You can stop talking about it all you want. I'm just going to keep doing it. It's more fun.
Yeah, totally. Fun for who?
For me.
Yeah. So my sister said I should set up my iPad and record like what's going on and get the ghost in action. Yes, I should since I don't have a Nest camera. I wish I did. I wish I had one of those cameras, but I don't. Believe it or not.
You'll see the evil spirits yourself.
Yeah. With my own two eyes.
All right, kids. Well, did you have fun on this podcast today?
I did.
Boy, death. Not
see? See? He's talking about evil spirits, and now this is what happens. Every time he does it, this happens.
What happens?
We lose you.
I'm here.
Now you're here.
All right.
Say it again.
Okay.
Evil spirits.
It's starting to really hurt.
I told you it would hurt. Now I'm going to make you say it just so you hurt. All right, we're good. See? Now he's breaking up again, Deborah. It's the evil spirits.
Oh, my goodness. They're coming to get me. Help! Help!
Oh, I think he's gone. I think we have to close the podcast by ourselves.
All right. Well, that's it. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.